From the front line. From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans of Bleed Blue Show. Big Blue Roundtable, defensive back episode. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. Or you can go to BleedBlueShow.com, download or stream all of our episodes, all of the content, all the fans' voices, their opinions, right from BleedBlueShow.com. Tonight's episode is on the defensive backs. There's a lot to say. Not only the defensive backs is going to be on the table, there's a lot of things off the field we'll have an opinion on. I want to see if I could get thoughts and opinions from Giant fans or football fans on what Pat Shurmur has said as well. What's your thoughts on Eli Manning being the quarterback? If there's any opinion at all, I'll have my two cents on that. And, of course, in a couple of weeks, the free agency period, and I've been – doing my homework on that, and I'm not exactly sure where stakeholders are right now with the stakeholder looking at the free agency, who they want, for how much they want, years, so on and so forth. And then all the stuff, I don't think we brought this up on this platform either. The Odell Beckham Jr., I can't believe I'm even hearing this, that it must be a boring period. I live in a big sports junkie world, so I'm actually shocked that people are even discussing after the fact he signed a $65 million guaranteed contract in Odell Beckham Jr., and people are talking trades. There's no trades on the table, guys. I mean, if the stakeholders want to get in on that, let's add that to the table as well. And whatever topics people want to discuss when it comes to the defensive backs, I have a lot to say. I got inbox messages from Giant fans that want to weigh in on the defensive backs that can't make this episode. We'll read those out as well. Great week of episodes. I'll be real quick, and then we'll bring on the stakeholders for roll call time. Great episodes of the baseball, the hockey, the basketball. All those episodes are on BleedBlueShow.com. Been phenomenal sports fans this week talking all the sports that we do, man. Like I said, the defensive backs, arguably, I'll say this, and I'll bring on the stakeholders. Arguably, this is the I'll probably put this as the weakest unit on the team. It may be, it's definitely top two. It arguably could be the top unit that was the weakest on the entire squad. We're talking about Grant Haley. Let's see, Janoris Jenkins, B.W. Webb. Who else was on there? Michael Hunter. And then it got to count for somewhat Eli Apple for the, what, five games he was there before he got traded midseason. So this is a unit that is in dire need, and it's funny because I remember the episodes we've done a couple of years ago when we were going through this, and the Giants cornerbacks at one point was the strongest unit on the team. Now it's like it's flip-flopped, it's inverse. It's now one of the weaker units, and individually they not had a good season in my opinion, and as a unit, I didn't think they lived up to within this 3-4 defense, and you got to take that into consideration. But for the most part, cornerbacks – in the 3-4 don't really have any that major of adjustment as if they were in the 4-3. That's more of the front sevens, I guess you could say, mojo or change. And as far as philosophy and scheme, all you got to do is play cover your man, play your zone, however you want to do it. This squad, this past season, it definitely needs an improvement. And I got some names that I've done my homework on, and we haven't even got to that point in the stakeholder draft by way, April 11th. April 11th, stakeholder draft. The cornerbacks are definitely on the table for this squad in the draft. Roll call time, and we'll get right into the defensive backs. Let's go to the frontliner himself, Mr. Frontliner extraordinaire, D. Bakes, NYG Frontliners on Instagram, Frontliners NYG on Twitter, and of course, the Frontliners page on the Facebook. We're talking defensive episode. This is a defensive backs episode. Bakes, what's up, man? How's everything?
What's good? Hollis boys in the building, man. What's
yes,
going on,
they
dude?
Are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are, man. Not only listen, I got to get your opinion on the defensive backs, but I got to get your, you know, when we get to the point with Shurmur, Beckham Jr., the free agents. We're going to get to everything and anything I even think of, you know, bring to the table. What's going on with you? And then we'll bring on another stakeholder, and we'll fire away. What's up with you?
Can't complain, man. We just hit, you know, it's our third year of the Frontliner Travel Service Sports Group, and we've had two great years so far. We've grown exponentially, and with that growth, we're going to have some expansion with leadership. We'll have more to talk about that. We have some events planned. We're doing a draft. We're doing our yearly off-season volunteer work. We got games to go to. So we got a lot planning on for the upcoming off-season and for the new football season. So excited about what's coming on for year three. Excited to always be part of the stakeholders for the Bleed Blue Show. I think now in my second year kind of co-hosting. So, you know, very excited about, you know, what's to come. So let's get into it.
All right, cool. Let's get the lit. And I see other people coming in, but let's get the lit. Lit, what's going on? Talking defensive back, roll call time to say hello. How are you doing? How's everything?
What's up, Isaiah? What's up, Bates? How's everybody doing today?
Good.
What's good? What's
up, man?
Hey, real quick,
I definitely got to get your thoughts on Shermer when we get to it. Well, you were saying the weather report, by the way.
Yeah. Real quick, 75 degrees. Spring training is in full effect. Arizona is packed with tourists and fine ass females. I'll speak to you guys shortly.
Shout out to the lit. Oh, man, that is crazy. But shout out to the definition of lit. Let's bring on Kristen, defensive back episode. We're going to talk defensive backs and Pat Shermer, Odell Beckham Jr. rumors for what it is. We're going to kill those tonight. Free agency is going to be in a couple of weeks. Combine. I forgot about the combine, Bakes. How can I forget about the combine? That's right now.
Day three of the combine.
Why? We got to talk about that, man. But first, Kristen. Kristen, what's going on? How's everything?
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good. How's everything? Good?
Hey, what's going on?
Good.
Man.
I just want to bring up Collins real quick.
Okay, real quick, and then we'll go to
okay.
Base. All right,
I'll wait. I'll wait
till we open. Yeah. All right, cool. That's another topic, too, to think about it. Let me put that down right there. Bakes, let me say it like this with the defensive backs, and then we'll go to you, Litton, and Kristen can sign off on everything, and also Landon Collins. You know, this unit of defensive backs was not good, and I said it at the start of this episode. It was like weird because a couple of seasons ago when we were doing this was the strongest unit on the football team. And it's crazy how in a couple of years it's just one of the weaker units. We are in desperate need of at least two cornerbacks to compete right now. And that's just saying that modestly, Biggs. Janoris Jenkins, I know we've kind of echoed it throughout the regular season on post games. Janoris Jenkins did not have a good year. Matter of fact, he's been on the decline since we signed him, or since Jerry Reese signed him. His best year was his first year, and it's been down, going down, going down. Now, we all know, unfortunately, the off-field stuff with his family, what happened with his brother, and I think some of that played a role. Overall, his game has declined, and it's not that he's a bad cornerback. I just don't think he's the cornerback of the price we're paying him. And I think something has got to change this offseason when it comes to him in particular. Now, we could look at all these other cornerbacks. B.W. Webb, I thought, was not good as well. I didn't think he had a good season. He was suspect on one-on-one spacing, grabby, just awareness for the ball. Just when you put him on an island, it's just a struggle. When you're asking him to be a lockdown second corner, opposite of Jenkins, didn't like him at all. Michael Hunter. Who's got actually back in January, he got the contract, a futures contract. And he has age on his side. But the thing about Michael Hunter, I think he's more for the depth. He's kind of like borderline, not necessarily a practice squad player, but he could be like that fourth or fifth cornerback on your team. But by default, the Giants are weak in that position. I mentioned Eli Apple. Now, this is probably going to mind-boggle Giants fans when I say this. And I look at things objectively, and I know Eli Apple, for the five games he was with us this past season. He was going off of a – he was the Eric Flowers of the defense in the sense of he had a bad reputation through the fans because of the things he said on social media and since coming from Ohio State, it was just never a good thing. His back and forth publicly with Landon Collins. I thought – but here's the thing, though, with Eli Apple, I thought up until the part time he left, he was the most effective cornerback. That's not saying much. That we had. I think a lot of fans give him grief because of the prior seasons of the struggles he had. But if you go back and watch the film up into the Jacksonville game, the Dallas game, the Houston game, the Saints game, his worst game, I thought, Bakes, was the Eagle game, the Thursday night game. He was bad, but because he got beat by Nelson Aguilar over the top of crossing routes. Eli Apple, overall, I thought held his own for his standards, but that's not saying much within this core. So, Bakes, wherever you want to go with this with the defensive backs, then we go to Lit and then get to Kristen, and then I'm going to get to some of these guys who sent their thoughts on these cornerbacks as well. Go ahead, Bakes. What's your thoughts on the D-backs?
Yeah, the D-backs' initial issue, besides the tumultuous seasons of our starters, and our big free agent, was that the lack of depth. We knew that going into the season, the lack of depth. We had signed, forgot the guy's name that we signed, and he broke his shoulder in the practice.
Sam Beal.
Yeah.
I was going to get to him, too. I was going to get to him.
Yeah, so like you said with Jack Rabbit, had a great first year. Second year when we were losing and things were going bad and the bad blood with McAdoo, I felt like he took his foot off the pedal. I don't think his decline was that quick talent-wise. I feel like – and then year three, he had those issues with his family. And, of course, something like that with your family and a good friend, apparently when I read the story, was the guy that passed was a good friend as well. So that's a tough situation to be in, being torn between your brother who's charged with manslaughter and the death of your friend. In your home while you're out of town, that could have played a role. But I feel like his play, even with that issue, he took his foot off the pedal because they weren't winning, so he was, like, not giving maximum effort. In terms of Eli Apple, I felt like he played better than the year before. I agree he was one of the more stronger. He wasn't getting beat on silly plays or making late or getting, bad technique, but kind of with his history and he had value is why they moved him, because can't move Jack Rabbit with all that money. Haley, a lot of penalties, kind of ineffective. So the backups weren't that great, and we knew we lacked depth. Definitely something we need to address, hopefully in the draft and not free agency. I don't want him to overpay for another DB, because we kind of overpaid for Jack Rabbit. If you look at it now, for the 3 years, what we got, he's not, the average of his play doesn't weigh what he's getting paid. So there's great room for improvement. There's great room for improvement at the defensive back. Also, we just picked up a new coach, Coach Weathers. Hopefully he'll bring some new energy and some new philosophy and a new cadence that people can march to in terms of defensive back play. So hopefully that'll play a role too. So, we definitely got some work to do on the defensive side of the ball. Talk about Odell Beckham rumors. I lost a lot of respect for fans. Some of them were really good friends. I don't understand. Why would you want to give someone $95 million and then the next season talk about, oh, he's making all that money, we got to trade him, we're going to trade him for I don't know if Giants fans don't understand talent like that don't grow on trees. Talking about, oh, the dude's never been in trouble with the law. That's what I count at. Did he have little immature things with a young cat? Yeah. The dude is a generational talent. We got two of the best offensive positions set in offense and defense. The only knock I can say on him, the only real knock, is that he has not played a full season. That's the only knock I can give him, that he has not played a full season. So he got to work on staying healthy. That's the only knock I can say on him. The dude threw the two longest touchdowns of the year. He threw.
We need him as a backup quarterback.
As a backup quarterback. When he stepped on the field, all eyes are on him. And now we got we got Barkley. All we need now is a good quarterback that can make these plays down the field.
All right, hold up. Before we go on and we go back to Lit, I didn't get my grade for the cornerbacks. I'm giving them a D minus. Mine's a D minus. What's yours?
I'll give them a C minus.
C minus. All right. Let's get to Lit and then Kristen. And Kristen wants to sound off on Landon Collins, but Lit first. Lit, what's your thoughts on the defensive backs individually, collectively, as a unit? I'm dying to hear your opinion. Then we'll get to Kristen.
Well, first off, I want to say Bakes just said a few seconds ago he's lost some friends. Don't worry, Bakes. I'm still your friend. We good, homie. We good. Man, defensive backs. Steve, Bakes. So check this out. Defensive backs. I think myself and Frank have talked about this before. I think me and Frank have agreed. I think we're going to see a major overhaul in the secondary. All around, primarily with the corners.
Let me add on. When we say defensive backs, we're just talking corners, no safeties tonight. We're talking just corners. Safeties is another aspect.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Again, we're going to have a major overhaul in that position. We're going to be saying goodbye to some people. We're going to be bringing in more competition. And if that means, you know, the jackrabbit. And I do want to say one thing and quote Steve from L.A. And I hope Steve from L.A. is doing all right. I miss that dude. He's a great, great guy. I hope he's doing all right. He said on this show that ever since Jackrabbit signed that contract, that when he signed with the Giants, ever since the following year after he signed, his play has digressed year after year after year. Now, mind you, I will give him a free pass. He had that situation with the murder at his house, and I believe he lost his grandmother. His mind was cloudy. I get it. He will get a free pass. I won't even give him a grade for this year. But his play has digressed the last 2-3 years. So I'm a bit concerned with what he's being paid and what his performance is. B.W. Webb, Steve, I believe we were together when B.W. Webb cost us that pass interference in the end zone against Indianapolis. Am I correct on that?
Mr. P.I., yep.
Yes, sir. Now, one thing I noticed about B.W. Webb, I don't really know his background, where he came from or what he did, but I almost feel like he was jaw-jacking with the referees to demand or command respect. And to me, he really hasn't done anything. He actually was more of a negative impact on the opposite side, drawing his penalties, whether it's a hold or a P.I., I don't think he'll be back next year. I think we will see a new face on the other side. Grant and Curtis, pedestrian, mishmash to fill in the blanks of the lack of money we had, the lack of players that we could actually get our hands on. It was almost like a singles event. It was like a mixer. It was like blind speed dating. That's all it was. There was no continuity. I mean, really, I felt that unit was disastrous. Not cancerous, disastrous. And, Steve, you were really, really right on about Eli Apple. Now, I did happen to watch that Philadelphia game when he got one off, lost one to Nelson Aguilar. Now, in Apple's defense, I might be wrong, sir, I might be wrong, but I think Eli Apple was picked on that play legally. So if he was picked, I can't blame him because he got picked, and then that freed up Aguilar. I could be wrong, but I think if that's the play we're talking about, so,
it could be.
You know,
it could be.
Yeah, but you know, as far as the money issue, if Jackrabbit is going to come back, there definitely has to be a renegotiation of what he's making. And I don't know if it was Fakes or you, or maybe I was just making things up in my mind. He's not tradable with his contract. So something has to be done to offset based on the performance and if he wants to stay in New Jersey. I'm hoping he wants to stay in Jersey because he would be able to be closer to his family member that unfortunately is in a facility that might help him. Hey, I want to stay up here, be close to a family member. I'll take a pay cut. But you never know.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, Lit. We're going to go back around and get your thoughts on these other topics as well.
Oh, Kristen, boy.
Yeah, we get Lit's thoughts. Oh, sorry about that. You were saying something, Lit, and then we get to Kristen.
Oh, no, I'm saying I just can't wait. Thank you, Steve. I'm good. Thank you.
All right, hold on real quick. Now, Kristen, what's your thoughts on the corners? You said you wanted to add something about Landon Collins. Feel free to fire away. And then I'm going to go and read these comments on the cornerbacks from other stakeholders who could not make this episode, but they're here in spirit.
I just wanted to touch on Collins really quick. You know, I don't think we're going to sign him. He's a done deal. His coverage was mediocre at best, weak. He was so weak, and he was getting beaten coverage every single game towards the end. It felt like every week this guy was getting beat. And that's not what he was. I know Landon Collins, and that's not how he plays. And it's just, if you're going to be mediocre and just kind of give up and deflate and whatever, then keep it moving.
Can I add to that real quick? Can I defend Landon Collins on some Perry Mason shit? And Bakes and Litt knows this. Everybody should know, Giants fans and out there in the world, Landon Collins is a downhill safety. When we drafted him from Alabama, and how he plays, how he attacks, he is basically Ronnie Lott in the box. Mm. He is an in-box. He's almost a fourth linebacker in a sense. That's his game.
Right.
So
right.
When they put him in pass coverage, it mind boggles me as a fan knowing that we know as Giant fans he can't cover. That's just not his game.
Right.
See, I think part of it is they experimented with him in 2016. Bakes, you can attest to this because you were at the game in London as I was in the game in London when we played the Rams, and he had his best year as a pass defending safety when he had the amazing pick and we returned it for a touchdown. But that's just not him. He's a downhill safety. So I blame the Giants' defensive coaching trying to make him to be something he's not. But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree totally. He was put in a position that he's not his normal position. That's not what he does.
Right.
So it's like you're kind of setting him up to fail. I get it. But same thing as I'm going back, the coverage was weak. The man is fast. He is fast. He's fast off the mark. So for him to get beaten coverage, I don't know. Either way, I thought he would be adaptable. I guess not. But if he doesn't want to be with us and he doesn't want to be a Giant, then so be it. We got a lot of good free agencies. We got free agents coming up. We've got Adrian Amos. We've got Trey Boston, not to mention new guys that are coming out in the draft. We need tweaked all the way around. We need a quarterback. We need O. We need defense. We need corners. We need everything. Everything. So at this point, you know, with Landon, I mean, I liked Rabbit, too. In the very beginning, his earlier years were dynamite. The kid played great. He was great man-to-man coverage. He was fantastic. He was all over these guys. Then it just kind of went downhill. But I think it was also he was emotionally checked out. It was a lot for him. He had an emotional year. I get it. But, it's you know, when you're at a job, you got to work. All bullshit aside, let you come to work. That's it. So I'm just praying for the draft and everything else. I can't wait for that because everything's still up in the air. But like I said before, I love Colin. I was a big fan. But if you're going to go back and forth and all this and you really don't want to be a Giant, then so be it.
All right. What about the other corners? Webb, B.W. Webb, Eli Apple for the time he was there, Hunter and Grant Haley. What about those guys as a unit? Like
Eli was Haley was like non-existent to me. They didn't show me much.
Right.
nobody had anything to stick out and say, wow, that was fantastic. Nobody did. Not Webb, not Hale, not any of them.
Mm.
So, honestly, I just want to give you my grade right now. Let me give them a
sure.
G.
Sure. All right. Stay right there. Lit, I don't think I got your grade. Lit, what is your grade for the corners, the cornerbacks as a whole?
I'm being funny here, but I really don't give two shits about the secondary. They were garbage. I wouldn't even give them a grade, Steve. I mean, it was just, yeah.
B, wow. F.
Inconclusive.
Right.
I mean,
F.
Yeah.
We'll get them an F.
All right.
Give them an F. Shout out to Lit. Chris, anything else you'd like to add before I read off these other comments on the cornerbacks from other Giants fans?
Sure. I just want to touch on Withers. I'm really excited to have this guy come aboard. He's, 32-year vet, collegiate and NFL, and he's good at what he does. He's also been a defensive back himself. So he breathes it. He lives it. Let's see if this guy can really do something with us and turn this around.
All right. Okay, shout-outs to Worm. Worm could not make this episode, but Worm has a lot to say. Worm, we're going to go one by one. No grade, there's no grade on this, but his comment, his opinion, B.W. Webb can go take a walk.
I love it.
I'm reading this for the first time as I say it. I didn't read it before
the episode. A long walk off a short pier.
Janoris Jenkins, he's really a number two corner now. Is big play or get burnt, all right? Sam Beal, see and wait. Now, this is an interesting one because I don't really know much about Sam Beal at all because he was a compensatory pick? We were awarded that pick, and the Giants are getting it. They got him in the as a compensatory pick. There you go. Thank you. But I would be flat out lying to you guys in the audience if I said I saw him play at Western Michigan. I'd never seen a lick of Western Michigan game in my life. I've seen a little bit of highlights on his tape, but I can't really go off of it until I actually watch game tape. But for whatever reason, and I don't know, the Giants, they're really big on him. I got to see for myself. You know how I preach this on these episodes. Watch the games for yourself. I have no opinion on CMB in college at all. So it's a wait and see until I see him in preseason action. Grant Haley, he said, didn't show much, was injured, need to see more of an opinion, just like what Chris has said. Landon Collins. See, all these other guys are safeties, so I'll get to these other safeties when we get to a safeties episode. Now, Ed from the Big Blue Huddle has chimed in. All right, Ed from the Big Blue Huddle. By the way, if you are a Giants fan and you want some intelligent Giants dialogue, the Big Blue Huddle's website, giantsfans.net. Don't stay around these Facebook groups, all right? And be dumbed down with water cooler talk from these Giant groups or like on Instagram or Twitter. Giantsfans.net got really intelligent, knowledgeable Giants fans on that message board. Get you an account and really grab some real knowledge from knowledgeable fans for years, decades. GiantsFans.net. I'm going to try to be quick as possible because Ed from the Big Blue Huddle wrote a lot. But he says the secondary could be the weakest position on the Giants' defense. Janoris Jenkins is the highest paid corner with a cap hit of $14.75 million. His bang for the buck dropped way off his best season of 2016. That's basically what we're already saying. He said if they cut him, he'll be a $7 million dead cap hit, which would save about $4 million. He had a death in the house that could have been a distraction. His brother was charged. This is what Bakes already said. And he said maybe he could come back somewhat. I think they need to keep him one more year. That's from Ed. He also says about Webb. He's a free agent that I would try to sign back. He says Grant Haley is good for backup depth and should compete for a roster spot. Same with Michael Hunter. But even though Michael Hunter has been signed for that futures contract, it's for $645,000, I believe, back in January. Ed also says Sam Beal was there. He says the Giants are very high on. He was a third-round pick this year in the supplemental draft. They expect him to start. He said the Giants expect him to start. I got to see for myself. I got to see the technique, how he attacks, his attitude, all that other stuff. So he adds on Giants fans. He said the Giants only have about $27 million in cap space with a draft pool of $11 million. He said they need to have he said the Giants need to look into a very deep safety market, which they probably will lose Landon Collins. He said they can look at three free agent corners that's going to cost them. Let's see. He's talked about Kareem Jackson is going to cost about the same as far as him being 30 years old. He said look into Bryce Callahan, who's 27 years old. He should be about a $7 million a year cornerback. And also he adds on Greedy Williams. Oh, he bringing on guys from the draft. Like these are guys I actually did my homework on. He says, as far as drafting cornerbacks in college, he said the Giants should be they should pick Greedy Williams because they need to get a free agent to shore up the secondary. Greedy Williams, if you're not familiar with him, he's a cornerback that was in college at LSU. Good cornerback. I like Greedy Williams a lot. And he talked about maybe looking at Jason McCourty, who's 31 years old. He gets into other stuff with like pass rushes and stuff like that, but we'll cover that on another time. Let me add this real quick, and we'll go back to Bakes and get to these other topics as well, because Ed from the Big Blue Huddle kind of echoed I was going to go where I was going to say. The cornerbacks, we haven't gotten to our, you already know, April 11th, stakeholder draft. I would say this is a good crop of cornerbacks in college, but the Giants need at least land one of these in the draft. I don't think DeAndre Baker will be there by the time we get to him in the second round. And that's also pending if the Giants are thinking about trading up in the draft to get a quarterback. Because obviously the Giants need a quarterback, despite whatever Pat Shurmur says. We all know the Giants need a cornerback. They need to get someone like Dwayne Haskins. We're all big on Dwayne Haskins on this platform. I'll let you guys explain on that. But I think there's other cornerbacks that are available in the round two. Somebody like Greedy Williams may not be there, but somebody like Lonnie Johnson from Kentucky, I like him a lot. If you watch SEC football, a lot of people talk about Josh Allen. When you look at a guy who has a team with a dominant pass rusher like Josh Allen, somebody like Lonnie Johnson was a hell of a cornerback in Kentucky. They had a solid defense. Another cornerback I like, probably maybe more third roundish, is probably like Chauncey Johnson from Florida as well. Or Julian Love from Notre Dame. He's a scrapper. He's a almost like, I would say captain, but he's definitely team leader material. He's more of a smaller cornerback, where Greedy Williams is more of a tall guy who could get he's kind of lanky, but excellent cornerback, man. I like big cornerbacks. And you know, at LSU, you got to go up against tough schools like Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, Texas A&M. So there's some good cornerbacks, decent cornerbacks, not deep like in years past, but I think the Giants desperately need to draft a cornerback because to Ed's point, as far as free agents like Kareem Jackson, I like Kareem Jackson, but I'm not sure I'm ready to give him a lot of money at 30 years old. There's other cornerbacks like Ronald Darby from the Eagles the Eagles are probably not going to sign back. They got him in the trade. I would say damaged goods, but, you know, when you come up a torn ACL, you better get a good value contract. I don't think the Giants are going to go that way. So I think if the Giants were to get somebody through free agency, somebody like Bradley Roby from the Broncos at a decent price, he did not live up to his contract once Aqib Talib left the Broncos. And he stepped in and then kind of – it wasn't the lockdown corner the Broncos expected – him to be. So there's not really a lot of cornerbacks even in free agency or even in the college draft, like within the first three rounds that I could say, oh, they're must need. But the Giants need to land on somebody. Now, Bakes, if you have anything else you'd like to add about the cornerbacks, free agent cornerbacks, all the comments have been said. Pat Shurmur even said, I don't know if you heard this, but Pat Shurmur said Eli is our quarterback going into 2019. Absolutely, he's the quarterback until we draft one. That's my comment. And then the Beckham Jr. rumors, free agency. Bakes, anything you'd like to add before we go back to work?
Yeah, I don't like the fact that we signed Pat Shurmur. I don't like the I mean, that's what it is, the NFL. the good old boys club. That's really why he got the job, because his relationship, you know, with Gettleman. I don't find his technique, his comments that he make, I just don't like his style. Now, I'm trying to give him a chance, but I just don't. I mean, but to be honest about his comment about Eli, what is he going to say? Eli's owed a lot of money. Eli's not retiring, right? And they're not going to cut Eli. So he has what he has to say. I'm sure he doesn't want Eli. I'm almost positive that he doesn't want Eli, but he's stuck. They tried to move Eli. It fell on their face. It blew up in their face. And they can't try again. You know what I'm saying? They need to let him ride off into the sunset. This year has to be his last year. And, you know, Litt's been joking about they're going to sign. They're going to give him an extension. They better the hell not. There's two things. There's two things they better the hell not do. They better not sign him an extension, and they better not even think about trading Odell Beckham Jr. And you see that shit. They almost, because you see the evil empire wanted him, and they were desperate to make a trade for him, and then they got cold feet. Why are you trading this dude? You bugging. I get in arguments and I had to stop arguing with people who care. Oh, we need to trade Odell and get more picks. Really? Odell Beckham's don't grow on trees.
Right.
But, you know, I digress.
Right.
Landon Collins, everything that was said to me is accurate. His talents lie downhill, close to the line, like you said, like an auxiliary linebacker, you know what I'm saying, making plays at the line of the scrimmage.
Why would they put him in coverage? Why would they put him in coverage? He can't cover. He's never good.
Because they're sin in the backfield. That could be their only reasoning.
That's true.
That could be the only reasoning. I think that a lot of the things that he's doing right now that are upsetting Giants player, it's free agency tactics. So everybody that's getting hurt by the things that he's doing or saying, it's free agency tactics for him to get money. But just realize they can't pay everybody. So I don't know. More than likely, he's not going to be there. But I don't think they're going to offer him the kind of deal that he wants. So there's another hole we got to fill. Hopefully, that guy that broke his shoulder can come back, can step in and give us some if he can stay healthy. The problem we have at the New York Football Giants as a whole is that we've been bitten. I mean, everybody across the NFL, but it just seems like we're bitten more than anybody else with these unhealthy players and injuries and lingering injuries. We need to fix that or get healthier players or a better training program or something. But, definitely we already know that the defensive backfield issues are long and we need to replace them. We're not getting value for the money we're paying, and it's got to improve, hopefully, that new coach will help towards that. I know Gettleman's trying to change the culture. We're into year two, so we'll see.
Quick question before we go to Lit. So are you more of a fan on looking at guys in free agency? What was echoed, it was $27 million in cap space. You want to sign free agent cornerbacks, or you rather draft them within the NFL draft?
I think it needs to be a healthy mix. You got to get value. The biggest problem with being the New York Football Giants is that usually you got to overpay, especially when you're not good and somebody really wants to come there, and it's New York, so you already have to overpay. So like that year when we paid all that, spent all that money getting free agents, which we've never done really in the history of the New York Giants, spending all that money in free agency. So we're going to have to spend some money, but hopefully with a couple of extra picks that we picked up, we can get some value in the later rounds and get some real valuable talent and, you know, do some. I hope Gettleman can do what he says. He can wheel and deal and rebuild. Like I said, we're not going to fix everything. This is second year he's here. We're not going to fix everything. But I think a mix, getting players from the draft and getting some key players in free agency. And also we need a culture of leadership and some veterans. There used to be a lot of young people on this team, and we need some veterans, some quality veterans in the team that can lead. So
that's also another key point in changing the culture is the type of leadership in the locker room. You need good quality guys in the locker room that can lead. Because we know Eli's not a leader. You know what I'm saying? We know who's our leader on offense. Who's our leader on defense? I guess it would be Collins, and we might lose him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so that's another key to get some good leaders, and especially in the secondary, to lead, because we're going to have some young players back there.
All right. Let's get the lit. Lit, let's get your thoughts on everything. Shermer, your thoughts on Shermer, Beckham Jr., everything, man. Anything that's on the table, anything on your mind with Giants related to defensive backs, free agency, the rookie class, anything on your mind, man.
So as soon as Shermer had his presser, as you know, Steve, I went ballistic. I mean, I was having hot flashes. I was getting paranoid. It all started last year with Edelman stating Eli's got many, many years, and now it's morphed into now the coach is saying Eli's got years, but I can't put a number on it. I'm like, dude, coach, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. All you're doing is giving Eli's agent fuel to come to the table and say, we want a contract extension. Just shut up, Shermer. I told Bakes, you are so my friend when you're questioning Shermer as the coach. If that's what he was saying, I had a hard time hearing. But if Bakes is questioning the picking of Shermer, the good old boys, I'm still your friend, Bakes. I agree. I mean, this guy, I mean, what has he done? He's been a good offensive coordinator, suspect as a coach. He has circumstances. But, you know, let's use some common sense. Let's use some refrain when we talk to the media, especially about Eli. The newest little chip that I'm on is the fact that you got Gettleman saying he wants to use the Kansas City role model thing to get his next quarterback. Dude, quit dreaming, quit reaching. You got to go for the now. You can't think about the future. We could be dead tomorrow. We could be dead in a week from now. I can't relate to the guy. Steve, can you relate to how he's processing what his vision is? Because I can't. I'm thinking about the now, tomorrow, the next day. I'm not thinking about a year from now. I could drop dead. It's over. I'm done. It doesn't matter. But, you know, I was just really livid about the whole process of both of them speaking. It's a good old boy network. They're all covering for each other. I get it. But,
you know, the truth of the matter is,
guys, is yes, we have holes. We have inefficiencies. We have salary cap issues. And I'm going to agree with my friend Bakes. We better not sign Eli to an extension. This is his Larry Bird going away tour. Every game he's going to get a gift. Maybe the Big Blue, the Blee Blue Show.
Hold on. See? Maybe we can all chip in. Maybe, listen,
Steve, come on, man.
Maybe we can all chip in with our money.
We can all chip in with our money, the whole format, and we can get and chip in our money and get Eli a rocking chair.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks got Larry Legend a rocking chair and let that guy just kind of rock himself to sleep, man. I'd be straight up cool with that. I'll put $10 on it right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So as far as Odell Beckham, listen, man, there's a lot of rumors, Steve, and I know that you say that, you know, you don't get involved in that rumor stuff, and I kind of just I kind of followed your lead on that. I kind of turned myself off to that because it's all bullshit anyway. Now, the only thing that I would engage in a trade for, but
I hope you're still my friend,
if that involved Russell Wilson, then I would commit to a trade if it involved getting Russell Wilson. And I'm just going to leave it at that. This has been an awesome show.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If that was to happen. Let's not say if that was to happen. What is what's the moving parts to make that happen? If you're talking Russell Wilson, I mean, I don't see that happen. But who gives up what? How does that happen?
Obviously they have, the Seahawks, because I live on the West Coast, I do follow the West. The Seahawks have a very frail to mediocre to pedestrian wide receiver core. If it were to involve a trade, to facilitate the trade, it would obviously be Beckham and a high draft pick to Seattle. That's the only thing that I can really see happening. It has nothing to do with Sierra or who's training Russell Wilson, but that would be the only thing that I would let Beckham go for, is to get back a Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, and Russell Wilson.
And one more question.
Would
you rather go that route or draft a quarterback if you had a or B on that?
Okay, Steve, I love coming back to you
and throwing you curveballs.
I would rather take C and go with Nick Foles.
That seems more doable than Russell. Russell Wilson is more fantasy, great, but
I think the whole thing with Nick Foles
not being going to be tagged, I would see that more as a reality.
And again, he's also
a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP.
Right. I think I don't see him. Well, let me add this to real quick. We'll go to Kristen. Matter of fact, I want to get Bakes' opinion and Kristen's opinion too. I think, and I forgot to add this to the point. This is probably more of a draft episode. I think when it comes to Nick Foles, him being not tagged, I want to draft a quarterback. And I think Bakes, I'm not sure where you stand on that. And I know, Kristen, you want to draft a quarterback. I want to draft a quarterback. But I thought the biggest threat, or one of the bigger threats on us landing the quarterback I think we should get is in Dwayne Haskins. I know this is not the quarterback episode. This is not a draft episode. But this is more dialogue. I thought the Jacksonville Jaguars was going to stand in our way. But, however, because of the situation with the Eagles, Nick Foles is going to be not tagged. I think – I could see it where the guy who was not running the offense, but he was the offensive coach who's now down in Jacksonville. I could see the Jaguars going after Nick Foles, which would be a great thing. You get him out of the division, and you don't have to worry about that particular team leapfrogging us in the draft to snag Dwayne Haskins. I'm a pro Dwayne Haskins guy. And if Nick Foles is available and the Jaguars – should go after him, with knowing that the familiarity with that coach that used to be on the Eagles, that's now is DeFilippo, whatever his name is, now on the Jaguars. That makes me sleep better at night, knowing that the Giants should go after draft the quarterback out of Ohio State. But Kristen, anything else you'd like to add? Your thoughts? Anything you want to fire away? And then we'll fire around for final thoughts after that.
Yes, we absolutely do need a quarterback. I've been saying this for weeks, if not months. If not over a year, maybe now. Shermer's not going to be happy unless Eli gets hurt. This is what's going to end up happening. They have to start getting him out of there. We even have, what's his name? Oh, my God, I'm drawing a blank right now. The young kid that we have that's underneath him. He threw the interception.
Lauletta.
I mean, this kid is talented, but how would we know if you're not playing him? You can't get good if you're not playing. So you can't just throw him in the middle of a game, what, third, fourth quarter, and see what he can do. You can't do that. If this guy isn't going to start playing, I mean, what are we holding on to him for, too? We're waiting for something to happen to Eli really bad, and then we're going to let somebody else play? This guy's got to take a seat. He's got to take a seat. That's it. He's always been a pocket passer. Everybody knows this. It's the same friggin' thing year in and year out. We need fresh new blood, and I love Haskins. I really do. I've been watching this kid for a while. I do like Josh Allen. Those are my top two. But Haskins, we have a better chance. So I don't want anything to happen to Eli. I just want him to go out gracefully and not on a damn stretcher, because that's what's going to end up happening. This guy's going to get beat up so bad, he's not going to come back, and then what are we going to do? Now we got no choice but to play Lauletta. Why do that? Why exhaust everybody? Let's bring in somebody fresh. Lauletta should already be starting. Like, let's move things around. We have to. You can't expect to be good and never play. That doesn't happen. He's not Michael Jordan. He didn't wake up and he's just going to be, you know, absolutely freaking amazing. It's not like that. This kid's got to start playing. And if he doesn't, we're going to be, I'm telling you, if we don't draft the quarterback, we're screwed this year. I don't give a damn.
I don't give a damn. You're right.
We overhaul the defense and the offense. I don't give a shit what we do. If we don't get a goddamn quarterback, we're fucked, everybody. Hello? We are definitely fucked. And I'm so passionate about it because it's so damn frustrating. I love Eli. He's a giant, and he's going to die a giant. That's one thing I absolutely admire about him. He's had fantastic games. He's given us championships. I get it. It's a new day, y'all. We need a new shiny ring with our webs on it. That's what we need. Seriously, we need fresh blood. We need somebody who's going to run that damn ball and not be afraid. This guy is scared. Eli is shook. I don't care what anybody says. Be a fan. You may not like me. I don't give a damn. I'm telling you right now, the man is scary as hell. And he's only going to make it worse. The best thing I can tell you he did all year is protect that damn ball on the way down. Thank you so much. We appreciate the 4 or 5 times that happened or whatever the hell it was. We need a quarterback. End of story. We get a quarterback, everything else will fall into place.
Bakes, you like to add to that.
We need Haskins.
What can you say? I got a different spin because I believe if we look at the game, we lost a lot of games down that 6-game stretch where we were winning those games going into the fourth quarter. And why did we lose those games? It wasn't because of Eli. It wasn't because of offense. It was because of defense.
Can I add to that real quick? Can I add to that?
We need a pass rusher.
You're right about the defense. Hold on. You're right about the defense, bro, but let me add to that. The offense was going 3-and-out. The defense couldn't stay off the field because of the offense.
That is true.
How many times has Eli had open men and he's so set on one guy? He's got 3 other players waiting.
Yeah.
And he's not going to run.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bakes. And then we'll go around for final thoughts. But go ahead, Bakes. We'll go around for final thoughts.
Yeah, so my spin is, I'm saying, is this: let's address the defense. Let's get the adjustment. I like Haskins, but I think the defense is a bigger problem right now. Can we get someone that can hang in for a year till the next season with a better crop of a quarterback? I like Haskins. I really like Haskins. I really wanted the dude from Oregon, but he said he's staying another year. That's the dude I think we should get. Tua is good, too. He's a fighty, but we don't have that great coverage on the right-hand side. So guess who's out there for a good price and played in Minnesota? Bridgewater.
Get Bridgewater
for now. Then you definitely have to sit Eli. You get Bridgewater, you got to sit Eli. You draft a stud rusher or a stud linebacker or a stud offensive lineman or something, best player available at the 6, and then work your way down with the talent-wise to fit the holes we need. That's one way we could go for argument's sake. If you think, listen, here's my thing. We draft Haskins. What's the likelihood he plays unless Eli get hurt? He's not going to play.
This is my point. What are we going to do? We're going to do like Lauletta's doing now. He's going to sit there. Either we're going to play it and move on, or this disaster zone is going to keep rolling on and on.
They're not going to sit Eli unless he's hurt.
I'm telling you now, we're screwed, bro. I'm telling you right now.
They tried it once in the backfire.
You could get a monster corner. You can revamp the O-line. Your O-line is only good as your quarterback also. Period. So all these components have to work together, and if they don't, the whole damn thing's going to fall apart.
That's true.
Oh, great point.
And for Eli having years, this is it for him. I mean, I think I can tolerate some more.
That's the main difference between now and the McAdoo years, because the main difference is this is Eli's last contractual year versus 2-3 seasons ago with McAdoo.
Right.
So you're stuck with Eli then. Now it's kind of like a lame duck year. So, Bakes, that's great points, man. I mean, you could use the Bridgewater as a bridge quarterback to the next guy unless you want to pay a value contract if you want to go that route too.
Yeah, that's an option.
You're right.
The issue is Sherman's not comfortable with Eli. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want Eli. And that's how it is. Usually a coach and GM want to pick their own quarterback, and they got stuck with a dude on his last day.
Mm. I agree. All right, Kristen, let's get some final thoughts from you, and then we'll get to Lit and Bakes, and then we'll wrap up. Final thoughts from you, Kristen, on anything on this episode, D-backs. Matter of fact, Bakes, we'll have you let you pick the topic. But, Kristen, your final thoughts, and then we'll get the Bakes and Lit.
Well, we'll see what Withers is going to do. You know, let him take over the defensive backs, and let's see what he's got. It can't get any worse than we already are, honestly. So, you know, I think he's going to really turn this whole thing around. The guy knows what he's doing. He's a veteran. He's been doing this a long time. As far as, you know, Colin, it was a pleasure. I mean, you did play good ball when you were with us, but these last couple years have just not been kind to him. And I do feel bad for him in a way. He was put in positions that was awkward and uneasy for him and just wasn't his forte. And I get that. But as a player, you should be able to adapt also. You know, the man does have speed. He's quick off the mark, and then it just felt like he went downhill. So, overall, great show. Everybody had awesome comments. I thought it really went good. So, I don't know. We really need a quarterback. That's the bottom line with me. We need a quarterback. I love you, Eli, but you got to take a seat. And if I was the coach and this was his last year, I'd play him every other game and get somebody else in there. Let's get his feet wet. Let's not just expend this guy until he doesn't have any more, and then we have to be forced to use somebody else. That's my only thing. So I hope we get a good quarterback in the draft. We don't have that much competition as much as we did the last draft, according to quarterbacks. So hopefully we'll end up with one of the good ones, and this will make the turn. But we do still need a lot of work. We need O-line still. We do need defense. We need corners. We need everything. So little at a time, and we're building, but we'll get back to where we were, and we'll be back on top again. But thank you guys for giving me the time, and I appreciate everybody, and bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Shout out to Kristen, man. Thank you very much. Hey, Lit, final thoughts.
Hey, I really like that woman. That woman knows what's up. I hope I get to meet her this year. She's on fire, dude. That's fire right there. Real quick, the final thought is, look, I'm gonna drop it like this. So the New York Giants are like a body that just got shot up. You got life-threatening wounds. You got superficial wounds. You got flesh wounds. No, but what we need to do is we need to address the life-threatening wounds. We have to address the life-threatening wounds first. Stop the bleeding. We can deal later or not as quickly with the butt wounds or the through-and-through wounds. We do have issues, but we have to prioritize what will stop the bleeding. We all agree we've got issues everywhere, but we have to address what is life-threatening.
Absolutely.
All right. The definition of Lit. Thank you very much on your final thoughts. Let's go to Bakes, your final thoughts, and please pick the topic for next week. What area you want
to
cover?
Please go quarterback. Please go Eli. I love you guys, man.
Listen.
We love you,
Leroy. Next week, I'm a man of the people. Next week, we'll talk about quarterbacks. So that's going to be the Lions.
I need to do
your research. I need to talk about who you're going to pick. And why, or what moves you're going to make, and why. So be prepared for next week. Thought is, man, I love the passionate rebuttals and all the thoughts and theories. That's what we want here every week, and that's what we always do. For me, like Lit just said, we gotta stop the bleeding. For me, I think the bleeding is the defense. I do believe we need a quarterback, but I think we can wait. That's my opinion. And I'm going to stick with it till I see otherwise. We got a lot of work to do all over in this team, and it's not going to be a quick fix. Like last year when everybody was talking about, we're going to go 11-5 and to win the division, you know, and I was like, what are y'all drinking? Same this year. We, you know, until the schedule comes out, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We haven't improved yet. We've made ways of improvement by jettisoning, like, Flowers and the other old linemen that wasn't panning out.
Bobby Hart.
We need to make some moves. Need to make some moves. And we need to be savvy in free agency, and we need to be savvy in the draft and not overreach. That is the key, not overreaching. Quality for each pick that we make. We can't afford to not make any mistakes in these drafts because we're already behind the eight ball talent-wise. You know?
Great point.
We're out of time. I want to shout out to Worm and Ed from the Big Blue Huddle, GiantsFans.net. Of course, shout out to Kristen, Lit, Bakes for the Frontliners, Bleed Blue Show. This episode's on the website, iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. Great episode. Quarterbacks next week. Right into the nitty gritty.
Oh, yeah.
Nitty gritty.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop.